Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Monday, October 10, and my 57th birthday. So happy birthday to me, but let's jump into our text. Hebrews chapter 6, beginning in verse 17. This is in the New Testament, and it's a book that is written to the Hebrew people, the Jewish nation, and it is written in such a way that is filled with a lot of references to the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. Now, the reason that's there is that when you're speaking to the Jewish people, you must always recognize their faith tradition that has been passed down from generation to generation. So every time you see in the book of Hebrews a writing that is referring back to the Old Testament, it is a recognition that we know what you believe today, but there could be indeed hope for a better life tomorrow and eternally. So keep that in mind as we look at this text. Then the text says, "So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf." Now, if you just stop right there, this is a mouthful of text. And what Paul is referring to in this text is the promise that God gave Abram. Now, he said to Abram at the beginning, leave your hometown and go. Abram does, and he goes where God leads him to do. In the midst of all that, he and his wife Sarah, they are growing older, and they cannot have a child, and everything is just kind of feels like it's falling apart. And yet God gives him another promise, not just, hey, leave and I'll bless you and keep you and make you a father of a great nation. Now God says, even though you think you cannot have a child, I'm going to give you a son, and from that son will begin the descendants for generations and generations. But they grow impatient, and so he and his wife Sarah decide that Abram would be with her maidservant, and they would have a child through that process. So indeed, the maidservant Hagar and Abram get together, and they do have indeed a child. But yet God is frustrated in that he promised them, but they felt compelled to put life into their own hands and not trust God. You see, years went by, and Abram believed, but he also questioned, for no child was there. So he and Sarah decided, we've got to do something. We've got to make this happen. Clearly, God missed our time frame. But watch this. In Genesis 17, verse 19, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. We all know the story, right? The next year, Sarah bores Abraham a son, names him Isaac, meaning laughter. Abram could now laugh with joy at the fulfillment of God's promise with which he previously had questioned, and that's why his own name has been changed from Abram to Abraham, meaning the father of many. But then one day God tests Abraham, and he says, I want you to take your only son, the son who you love, Isaac, the son of the promise I gave you, go to the mountain, and I'll show you, and they're offering you up as a burnt offering. And so you just can't even wrap your head around that. We know the story, and so indeed, what we find in Genesis 22, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you've done this and you have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand pebbles on the seashore. God, whose word is the very truth, God who cannot be doubted or questioned, there swore an oath by himself to attest to Abraham the validity of what he had promised. God repeated the promise. Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars and the sand on the seashore. That's what our text is talking about when it says, because God wanted to make the unchangeable nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. You see, God was not only creating faith in the father of faith, Abraham, but also hope. When he laid his son on that altar and took the knife in hand, he did so in the hope of the resurrection from the dead, as you read in Hebrews 11, 19, where it says, Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. By two unchangeable things was given hope, by the word of God's promise and by the oath which attested to it. You see, so as we read Galatians 3:6, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. But now how does that carry over into our life? Well, Galatians 3:29 says, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That is how it's read here in our context in verse 18, back into the books of Hebrews. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. What did God do? What God did for Abraham to confirm to him his promise to him carries over to us today who put our hope in Jesus. Abraham was led to believe and accept a promise and in that to have hope. You and I are also called to believe and accept the promises of God, many of them, and in them we find our hope. What's here referred to as the hope that is offered to us, this hope which we have is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So if you find yourself today in need of hope, run to the Savior, find the promise, and cling to it. He's always faithful. God bless you. Have a great Monday, and I'll see you on Wednesday on this podcast. Bye now.